First the end, and then the beginning. You see, before every new beginning, there has to be an ending. You see, Moses led the people of Israel out of Egypt and through the wilderness to the edge of the Promised Land. As they prepared to enter into the Promised Land, it was time for a new beginning. So in the sixth book of our Bible, Joshua 1:1, it says, "Now after the death of Moses, Joshua would lead the people into the Promised Land, fighting the inhabitants. And when the people of Israel began to settle in that land, it was a new beginning in their history." So now we open the book of Judges with the verse, "Now after the death of Joshua." You see, today in our very own text from 2 Samuel 1:1, it is a time of new beginning. It was time for David to become king. So the book opens with these words, "Now after the death of Saul." Before every new beginning, there must be an end. You see, David was just a boy living in Bethlehem when the prophet Samuel came looking for Jesse's family. He came looking for the children, the sons of Jesse, because God had sent him there to find one. And of course, we know Jesse paraded all of his sons before him, and Samuel said, "It's not them. It's not either one of them." He said, "Are these all your sons?" And he said, "No. I have a young son, David, who's a shepherd boy. He's out taking care of the sheep." And Samuel says, "Go and get him and bring him before me." And just as soon as they found David and he was brought before Samuel as a young boy, the Spirit of God was upon Samuel, and he anointed him then and there to be king many, many years before. You see, the Spirit of God moved upon him. And it began. It was the beginning, was on good terms with everything that was going on. So he was right then and there. Saul was not on the picture yet. It was Samuel and David, knowing that one day David is going to be king. But see, we saw David in that time, and we saw Samuel that anointed him to be Israel's next king. David served in Israel's army. He began to build himself up. And in the beginning was on very good terms with his king at that time, Saul. But something happened. Things changed. Conflicts amongst their families and amongst each other. Because, of course, if you know the story, you know that David and Jonathan were closer than brothers. And then years later, David married Jonathan's sister, Saul's daughter, Michal. And so many things happened. So many things come to pass. So David was hiding in Ziklag while Saul and Jonathan battled against the Philistines on Mount Gilboa. So this is what's happening. Now David anxiously awaited news from that battle. Finally, a runner announced that Saul and Jonathan had been killed. And he said that he had seen Saul die. In fact, he was there. He was the one that Saul had begged him to kill him because he was dying. He brought Saul's crown and his arm amulet to David. These ornaments symbolize that David, just as the prophet Samuel had predicted, was now to be the king. David always believed his day would come, and now it had. Before he seized that power, before the time of a new beginning, it was time for him to grieve. You see, as a people of faith, we believe in new beginnings. We see the gift of new beginnings at Easter time. We see the gift of new beginnings at Pentecost with the coming of God's Holy Spirit and the birthday of the church. Before we go on to new beginnings, it is important that we take time to grieve what we have lost. We have to remember that at Easter, we have that joy of our Savior leaving the tomb. But guess what happened? A few days before, he lost his life for you and me. So we have to grieve that. Also, Pentecost was that time that the Lord came back and ascended, and he left the Holy Spirit with us because he was ascending to his Father days. That was the time that the church should be lifted up and anointed and held high. It's a time that we should remember what is going on. I remember many years ago when a dear friend of mine brought home her baby daughter after being in the hospital for a few days. It was exciting to have a new baby in the family and in the community. But from time to time, I noticed how quiet and even depressed my friend seemed to be. I asked her what was wrong, and she said, "You know, I have come to realize that I'm not a little girl anymore. Looking at this child, I'm a mother who will always have responsibility for this child's life. I guess that I've come to realize a certain phase of my life is over." You see, we all have many endings in our life. When people marry, when a child is born, when children leave home, when you lose a job, when your health fails, or when a loved one dies, something ends. Before we rush on to new beginnings that we believe God will give, it is important for you and I to take time to grieve our losses. In the past 2 weeks, I've had two funerals of men who were in their 40s and have been a part of two beautiful weddings of young people beginning their life together. I was called about a friend in Kentucky who had just had their first grandchild, and someone from Illinois who had just lost their dad, and someone in this church who's lost their father. You see, we experience life, new beginnings, and death in our world each and every day. Sometimes it is closer than others, but it is still a part of life. And we have to remember that we need to take time for ourselves to grieve those losses, to accept those new beginnings. You see, as David remembered Saul and Jonathan, all he spoke about was good. David's relationship with Saul had not been all that positive. There had been strife and struggle. There had been a lot of heartache and pain. David had grieved over that. But in this moment, and for the public, David wanted to talk about what was good. What was good? You know, when I'm asked to be a part of a funeral or a member of this church passes away, I sit down with that family in order to prepare for the service. I ask some questions. I say, "What are the stories or the memories that you want to share about your loved one? Give me words that describe this person to you." I listen and I write down for probably the next hour as that family and friends tell me good things about their loved one. It's not that the person is perfect. Oh no, of course not. We all know that we all have our faults. We all have faults, we all have shortcomings, we all have weaknesses, and we all have struggles. But it's important for them to deal with those. But at this moment in their life, at this moment of their loss, they look into that person's life and they find the good. They see what was good. You see, that's what David was. He had admired Saul and then had been hiding from him in his friendship with Jonathan. You see, he had been hiding. But he began to think he was hiding not from Jonathan, but he was hiding from Saul. And he thought about his friendship with Jonathan and how close they were. There was no other friend like him in the world. So he began to remember. He began to find his way to grieve. You see, endings are not always easy. Faith, after we grieve, it is God alone who gives us the gift of a new beginning. So in this world that we live in, we need to take time to remember. We need to take time to think about those people. We need to listen to people. We need to listen to their stories. We need to share with them. We don't always have to know the right thing to say. We don't always have to know what to do. Sometimes all we have to do is just be a part of something and share and listen. Then we've helped that person move from one place to another. We've helped them on their journey. We've helped them in their walk so that new things can begin, so that we can have new beginnings, so that we can experience the goodness of life. So think about that, not only this day, but in the days to come. Pray. Lord, we thank you for who you are this day. We thank you, Lord, for your love. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for those that have been a part of the memories they shared. We thank you, Lord, for the memories they leave with us. We also thank you, Lord, for the newness that comes our way, for those that have new beginnings, those who have the blessing of a new child to come into their home and their life, those young people that are beginning their lives together with sharing a life, these young couples that come together to form a family. We think about new beginnings in the church when people come to know you as their Lord and Savior. They begin again, or they begin anew. We have to have those beginnings. When new leaders stand up from amongst those who have led for so long and began, we thank you, Lord, for that. We see it in the people around us. We see it in the places we go. But we just sometimes need to step back and think, to step back and remember, to step back and thank you for what you have done in our lives. We ask now, Lord, that you continue to bless our time together as we share in song, as we share, as we break the bread and pass the cup, as we share with you this day. Be with us now. Amen. Our hymn of decision this morning is hymn number 474. Precious Lord, take my hand. Stand as we sing, hymn number 474, and come as you will.